Lagarde warns U.S. stablecoins. Risk digital dollarization of Europe. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde used a Thursday address to argue that Europe should not import the U.S. stablecoin model wholesale, warning that letting dollar-pegged tokens like Tether's USDT and Circle's USDC dominate digital payments inside the euro area would amount to a slow-motion dollarization of the bloc. The remarks reported by CoinDesk reframe the digital euro debate from a technology project into a question of monetary sovereignty. Lagarde's argument lands as US dollar stablecoins continue to pull ahead. USDT and USDC together settle the bulk of on-chain payments globally, and European retail and merchant adoption has been rising even without an EU-issued alternative. With BTC at $79,989, and ETH at $2,091 as of May 8, 2026, and a fear and greed reading of 48, headline crypto prices were quiet on the day, which left her speech as the dominant policy story for the EU crypto file. Sovereignty framing replaces the tech pitch. For most of the digital euro's design phase, the ECB sold the project on consumer convenience, instant payments, offline capability, privacy guarantees stronger than card networks. Lagarde's Thursday framing is different. She argued that Europeans transacting in dollar-denominated stablecoins effectively shift part of their savings, payments, and merchant settlement into a foreign monetary unit, and that scale matters because each marginal dollar transaction strengthens the network effect of the dollar leg over the euro leg. That is the dollarization worry in a single sentence. It is the same dynamic that has pulled smaller economies toward the dollar over decades, compressed into the speed at which crypto adoption moves. Distance from the U.S. approach, Lagarde was careful to distance the ECB from the Genius Act framework, now in force in the United States, which lets private issuers compete openly under federal supervision. Her view, a wholesale copy of that model in Europe would invite the same private issuers, denominated in dollars, to entrench themselves before any euro-denominated competitor can scale. Brussels has its own stablecoin regime under MiCA, which already authorizes euro-denominated e-money tokens and has begun licensing issuers. But MiCA does not prevent dollar tokens from circulating in the EU, and it does not give the ECB a public payment rail of its own. Lagarde's pitch implicitly bundles the digital euro with MiCA enforcement as the two-track answer, a public option from the central bank, plus tighter supervision of private foreign currency tokens. Industry pushback expected Tether and Circle have not formally responded as of publication. Both have built significant European footprints. Circle holds an EMI license in France and has positioned itself as a MiCA-compliant issuer, including a euro-denominated EURC product. Tether has so far declined to issue under MiCA and has instead focused on offshore distribution, while emphasizing that USDT continues to dominate global stablecoin volume. Industry critics will argue that the ECB is reaching for a sovereignty argument because the digital euro project has struggled to find a strong consumer use case. Banks across the bloc have lobbied against retail CBDC features that would allow direct ECB-held wallets, fearing deposit flight during stress periods. Lagarde's framing pushes that political fight back into the open by presenting it as a national security and currency issue rather than a banking margin issue. Implications for European crypto users. For users holding crypto cards in the EU, Lagarde's speech does not change anything immediately. Cards from issuers like Gnosis Pay and Bleep that already settle in EUR-denominated stablecoins are aligned with the direction the ECB is signaling. Cards relying primarily on USDT or USDC settlement could face heavier scrutiny over time if Brussels moves to tighten how dollar-pegged tokens can be used at point of sale across European Union jurisdictions. The harder pressure point is on payment processors. If MiCA enforcement tightens around dollar stablecoin distribution to retail merchants, card programs that rely on USD stable rails for settlement will need to either switch their funding leg to an EUR token or absorb conversion friction. Either path adds cost. The digital euro itself remains in its preparation phase, with a possible launch decision in 2026 and a rollout window that extends well beyond. Lagarde's speech does not accelerate that timeline directly. It does change how the ECB will defend the project in the political arguments to come.